This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Northwest Arkansas boasts the current Miss America, the most accomplished collegiate track and field program in history, the world's largest retailer, and we could go on. And now we can add another superlative to that list, one of the world's best coffee brewers. This spring, Dylan Siemens from Onyx Coffee Lab represented the United States at the Coffee World Championships in Budapest. Last month, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums met Dylan at the Onyx location in downtown Bentonville to ask about the championships.
So basically, there is a coffee championships circuit in which there are five competitions for coffee. And so every nation has a championship circuit that leads up to World. And so the national winners go to World. And so this year, I won the U.S. National Brewing Competition, and I went and represented the United States at the World Brewing Competition. In Hungary.
Yeah. Walk me through a brewing competition. What happens?
Essentially, I am preparing 3 cups of coffee manually within 10 minutes for 3 sensory judges and then 1 technical judge. And within that time, I'm also describing how I'm making the coffee and the flavor and the flavor notes the judges are going to experience. And so your score is based on how accurately you describe that coffee and how well you brew it.
At the brewing championships, where do you start, and what happens in those 10 minutes?
You start like with really nothing quite set up. You're allowed to prep your brewing device, and you can choose any brewing device as long as it's fully manual. So within that 10 minutes, you are grinding your coffee, if you wish, and dosing it, and then making it within that 10 minutes. And you know, they're gauging how consistently you make all three cups of coffee as well. And so you describe every technical aspect of what you're doing and how that influences the flavors you're extracting from the cup.
Who provides the beans?
You can bring your own. And so Onyx Mark, our roaster, who also won the U.S. Roasting Championship this year, he roasted the coffee. And it's a coffee I've used at the past championships in years past from a farm that we work closely with, and we serve their coffees almost constantly throughout the year, a farm in Colombia. So yeah, you bring your own coffee, roasted. You know, I've been practicing with this coffee for 5 or 6 months at this point.
So during that 10 minutes, you're doing all of that. That's part of it. Then there's the description.
Yes, sir. So I'm describing all aspects of the final cup, and the judges are going to evaluate the aroma, flavor, acidity, body, balance, and you are describing all of those characteristics that are on their score sheet. And they are gauging, one, the quality of the coffee in each characteristic, and then how accurately you describe it. And that's about the biggest part of the scoring for the competition.
Since you had been practicing with these beans, this coffee, it seems like there aren't any curveballs. You know what you're doing, you're ready.
For US, I felt like I knew exactly what was happening. I felt very prepared, and I felt very prepared for World as well. And one of the fascinating things about going to a World competition is all of a sudden you're exposed to how other people approach coffee and how different it can be from the way we do coffee in America and how we prefer our coffee to taste. It's really fascinating. And so there were certain aspects of my coffee that the judges loved and other aspects that they thought could be different, whereas to me it was like, oh, that's perfect. And so really fascinating on the world level.
Yeah, so say you come back and I'm just going to pick a country out of the air. They say, well, the Argentinians do this better.
Sure.
That's not necessarily something your customer base does or doesn't want, I mean, back here in Bentonville or Springdale?
Right, yeah, every palate across the world is very different. And so European to Asia, they all brew coffee differently because the customers and the culture is used to a different kind of coffee. Americans typically like very strong coffee, which is really fascinating.
You placed very high in the world.
I did. I got 19th out of 42 countries, and I was happy with that placement, you know. It was already like very unexpected to win the U.S. brewing competition. The U.S. is very competitive. 100 baristas, you know, compete in the brewing competition alone. So just to go to World was already humbling. I was really proud. Very exciting to be there. And overall, I think I did very well.
Do you taste other coffees that are at the World Championships?
I did. They had a booth where every brewer brewed their coffee for the audience. Some of the best coffees I've ever had in my life. You know, they're represented at these competitions. It's as important for the brewers and their countries and cafes to be represented as it is for the farmers of the coffee to also be represented. And that's a big chance for, you know, new farmers who are trying to produce high-end quality coffees.
Do you bring something back from Budapest with you that might influence what you do here?
There's always things I learn. Absolutely. This in particular exposed me to how other cultures prepare their coffee. And it gives me more to experiment with here and see if I can't learn something that helps our coffee. But the reason I compete is because I want to test everything I teach our baristas. I want to test what I'm serving everybody in Bentonville and in Northwest Arkansas. And so they're an opportunity for me to go and get feedback from professionals, some of the best professionals in the world. So it's always a learning experience and a way to kind of gauge, you know, how small Arkansas is producing something at a world level. Absolutely.
Yeah, whether it's the U.S. or the world's, does anyone ever say, wait, Northwest Arkansas, I thought it would be New York or Chicago?
All the time. You know, East Coast and West Coast have really dominated really all cultural trends. And the Midwest is really coming together in terms of coffee. You know, there's coffee cities that surround Arkansas, but everybody is so surprised to find out that Onyx Coffee Lab is from Arkansas. You know, it's very phenomenal that we are so well respected among the national and world stage being from here. And I think it really highlights how Bentonville and the surrounding area is really a place where small businesses can open and do something of a world quality caliber. Absolutely.
How did you get interested in coffee?
I've always liked coffee since I was a kid. It's always fascinated me. My family has always drank it in the morning and around the dinner table. And so I always wanted to be a barista during college. And I went to college. And then I finally got a job with John and Andrea, who are the co-owners here. And I don't know. I fell in love with it over a year and a half of being a barista and became really obsessed with all the technical aspects and the creative aspects of it. And eventually that led to them asking if I would train at Onyx, which led to me leaving school to do this full time. And so, you know, I kind of happened into it and ended up falling in love and it being, you know, something that is just as fascinating as any other culinary art, because that's what it is.
Is there room for experimentation? Can you wake up one day, come in and say, I want to try this?
Definitely. That's my life. Fortunately, you know, I get a, in terms of quality control, I get new coffees all the time, new brewing devices with our cafes. We always are trying the newest things that are coming out because coffee is really evolving scientifically and educationally. So it's very fun to be on the forefront of that and to try new devices and new brewing techniques all the time and then implement what works into our cafes and serve that.
Can you, have you sat down with the guys from Bike Rack Brewing or Core or Fossil Cove or Ozark? And even though it's two different drinks, could you have similar conversations?
I think so, absolutely. You know, we're very good friends with the people at Ozark Beer Company, and you know, all of us who work here go to different breweries and, you know, cocktail bars in the area, and the beverage industry does share that unique aspect of it's quick creation, but it's extremely creative, and there's also you're right in front of your customer. And so I think a lot of the technical aspects and the face-to-face service interactions that like a chef doesn't have, the industry of beverages has that, and that's really unique and special. So there's lots of connections between how beer happens and how coffee happens.
All right, can I ask three more possibly silly questions?
Sure, please.
All right, silly question number one. Do you get a medal? Do you get a trophy? And if so, what'd you do with it?
I did. I got a plaque from Winning US, and it's currently in my room. We have a whole shelf of all the different trophies and awards we've gotten, though, so I'm planning to bring it there.
Possibly silly question number two. Is there something that those of us who aren't baristas, aren't trainers, maybe not even considered aficionados, but love coffee, something we can do at home to make our coffee taste better in the morning?
Definitely. There's, you know, it is an investment. Having a very nice burr grinder, whether that's a hand or a machine grinder, is going to help a lot. Buying filtered water from the store as opposed to using tap water, the mineral content of that water is much better. It'll taste much better. And those are about the two biggest improvements you can always make. Otherwise, experimentation and, you know, I do classes. We do public classes for different brew methods, and those are on our website. So,
what is that website?
OnyxCoffeeLab.com. There's an education tab with all the public and professional classes, and we'll be doing more and more in those as time goes on.
Third possibly silly question. Can you drink a cup of coffee at 10 at night and then fall asleep?
Absolutely not. I feel like the longer I've been in coffee, I've actually become less resistant to caffeine. If I have a, like, I made some coffee just an hour ago, and I am feeling the caffeine, and I will probably be awake longer than I want to be tonight. So I drink a lot of coffee in the day, and yeah, it's getting worse somehow.
Dylan Siemens is the coffee trainer for Onyx Coffee Lab, and he recently placed in the top 20 for coffee brewers in the world at the Coffee World Championships in Budapest, Hungary. He talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums at the Onyx location in downtown Bentonville.